A fundraiser has been launched to support the family of a 22-year-old whistler man who died suddenly last week following a medical incident at one of his workplaces. Identified by friends as New Zealand native Matty Mitchell, he was remembered for his remarkable life, inspiring spirit, and lasting impact, according to friend Lisa Brignall, who launched the fundraising campaign and worked with Mitchell for years at AF 45 Gym in Christchurch, where she had the privilege of watching him grow from a shy boy into a confident, inspiring young man. Brignall described her colleague as more than just a remarkable F45 coach and a talented gymnast who coached the youth. He inspired and encouraged everyone around him. His infectious laugh, kind heart, and ability to uplift others made him truly one of a kind. Brignall goes on to say Mitchell once ran a marathon without training, demonstrating his incredible determination, resilience, and adventurous spirit. He believed in pushing boundaries and living life to the fullest. Mitchell was preparing for his dinner shift at local fine dining restaurant, Wild Blue, on Thursday, January 23, when he went into sudden medical distress and was later pronounced dead. His sudden passing rocked the tight-knit staff at both Wild Blue and at Creekside Market, where he worked in the meat department. Both businesses closed on January 24 out of respect for Mitchell and their respective teams. "This loss has deeply impacted our team," Wild Blue said in a statement last week. "Thank you for your kindness, understanding, and support as we navigate this very difficult time." Mitchell's family is currently in Canada. A Give a Little campaign, which has raised more than $26,000 at press time, will help cover the costs of bringing Mitchell back to New Zealand, including legal and embassy fees, a full autopsy in Vancouver, funeral expenses, and flights for his family. "The process of bringing Matty home is deeply complex and comes with significant expenses. A full autopsy will be conducted in Vancouver to determine the cause of his passing, and there are numerous logistical, legal, and financial challenges involved in returning him to New Zealand," Brignall wrote. Matty adored his family and always spoke so highly of his parents and his brother, Alex. "He leaves behind unforgettable memories and a legacy of love, laughter, and positivity." Donate to the campaign here.